can be a struggle to achieve the perfect work-life balance. So much so that many employees have admitted that they're willing to take a pay cut to improve their quality of life outside of the 9-to-5. Now, the latest Health, Wealth and Happiness Report 2018 identifies what makes us happy, our concerns, and more importantly, the value we place on our happiness. Now, joining me now to discuss the report is Iona Bain, who's a money expert and blogger, and Tom Begrie, who's the CEO of LifeSearch. Hello to you.
Hi, Simon.
Hello, Simon.
So, Iona, big question. Does money make us happy?
Past a certain level, no. I think that we really struggle to identify what our basic needs are, and we often think that lots of luxuries and extras and what everybody else has is going to make us happy. But of course, it's a fallacy. And actually, the research shows that beyond a certain level, having greater earnings is not going to make us more contented. And I think that's why LifeSearch have really picked up on something quite powerful with this research, which is that actually people are starting to understand that more money and more time at work isn't the key to feeling more secure. It's about what you do with your time and about what you do with your money. And if you're mindful in your approaches to both those areas, then actually you start to address a lot of the underlying anxiety and fear that we all carry around with us, because actually it's such a massive taboo talking about money and what we earn, but we're hopefully having a much more of an open conversation about that now, and perhaps having a bit more of a nuanced, well-considered approach to this whole area.
Tom, a lot of stock goes down on security, doesn't it? Because we all want to be secure. We want to be secure for our children, our grandchildren. And I think that feeds this fear that we have to work as much as we can.
Yes, I think one of the truths about money is, while that it's not necessarily going to make you happy, we can be pretty sure that not having enough of it will stress you out. I've heard it said that, in fact, someone said to me once, "Tom, you know nothing about worry until you have financial worries day in, day out. You know nothing," and that struck me as absolutely true. Of course, we can be having perfectly successful lives money-wise, and lots of things can derail them. So there is a need for underlying security. I mean, that's what LifeSearch does, trying to get people into a position when financial catastrophe hits them that an insurer will send them a check to help ease that part of money part of the suffering they're going through. Without a safeguard, without an underpin, you're running risks. And I think one of the crucial points I would make, Simon, is that the people with a disability are perfectly able to get protection against all other forms of disability, or indeed death. These policies are not somehow restricted to those who are in absolutely perfect health or without any pre-existing medical conditions. Security is available.
But it's a bit of a minefield, isn't it, working, especially if you've got a visual impairment, working your way through these kind of things like insurances, etc.?
Yes, it is. And I think the absolute key requirement is to find someone to talk to who knows what they're talking about, who is a specialist in the area. Do you know what? You can access a specialist through any of the main price comparison sites. You can go online and work your way through that. Now, I know that's not the most straightforward thing with those people with visual disabilities, but the absolute logic I would make is that if you get to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about, a protection specialist advisor, then you will find that the solutions they can come up with are far more inclusive, allow far more people access to these covers than you might think if you just headed out there into the world. Look for a protection specialist. We're the biggest, but there are lots of others.
And Iona, I was quite surprised looking at the report that people are technically prepared to sacrifice, up to £2,000 of the salary for more free time.
I mean, that's about 10% on average. And I think it's more an aspiration than a reality. But for some people, in fact, that is what they're doing. So, for instance, a lot of working mums now are, in fact, sacrificing their pay so they can spend time with their children. And I'm hoping that we can get to a point where actually, you know, that's not putting mums under unnecessary financial pressure, that they're not losing out too much in earnings, and that we also have a more equal society in which men also feel able to take that time out to look after young children, or indeed relatives, or indeed make a useful contribution in society. I mean, I'm a young freelancer, I don't have children, but I consider my spare time very important. I use it for all sorts of purposes, and I feel like I'm being very useful in the world. So I think we just need to have this more well-rounded approach to how we work and live, and we need to get to a place where that's not going to be too much of a financial disadvantage.
I think the numbers in the Health, Wealth and Happiness report that we've produced, Simon, indicate to employers just how much their employees will value a better work-life balance. That, when allied to modern technology, hands bosses a wonderful tool that, if they are progressive enough, they can use to make sure that those who work for them actually can take pleasure from their job, can love their job, can work from home more, can work in such a way that their disabilities are manageable within the job they do. Now, that takes an employer to work hard to achieve that, but the rewards an employer gets from getting a workforce in a place where they're actually really liking working for that company, there is a huge value, a huge business asset value to a business having a culture that encourages people to love their work.
But the problem is, of course, we're up in this financial times that we are just now. Companies seem to be shedding personnel and not replacing them, and the work level goes up. In an ideal world, what you say is fantastic, but it doesn't work that way, though, does it?
No. I'm not taking responsibility for the way the world is. what I am trying to do is say to employers within the restrictions of their particular business and what they're doing and how well or badly it's going, there is a huge value improvement you can make to your business if you can get your workforce enjoying the work that they're doing and get them structured so that they can feel they have a good work-life balance. The number is clear. If someone is prepared to even think about giving up 10% of their income, I don't think any of us can afford that, but if they're prepared to think like that, then as an employer, that must send you a really big signal that if you can address the issues of work-life balance for your team, you're going to have a loyal and team that just enjoys what it does, and that's going to help your business no matter what trouble you're in otherwise.
On the employee side as well, you know, that there is obviously a reality around needing to earn the absolute maximum you can in the position you have, and try to hold on to that job as well. But at the same time, actually, employees do have a lot of rights now, and they do have the ability to be able to say, you know, I don't feel like this is working for me, the way that this job is structured at the moment, the way these hours are structured. I think if that response comes from the employees and if they feel confident enough to say that, then in time we will start to see that change. And employers will recognise that as more and more people demand these rights, more and more people want to work in a more enlightened and a civilised way, that we don't want a culture of presenteeism, and that we don't want people who feel completely burnt out moving from one job to the next because they're incredibly stressed out and they leave that employer because they can't cope with it anymore. We want to get away from that, where people feel they can work for longer on their terms, because that ultimately benefits everybody.
So where can we get some more information on this then?
The right website to go and visit, www.lifesearch.co.uk and then /health-wealth-happiness-2018.
Well, here's to a better work-life balance. Iona Bain, money expert and blogger, and also Tom Begrie, CEO of LifeSearch. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simon.